Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to talk about the shalom of God and how it protects us even in the midst of chaos, and how as we look to Him, we can have peace no matter what's happening around us. Listen, I know the world is crazy right now. Right now, as I'm recording this, it is November 4th, 2024, and it's one day before the United States presidential election. And I felt so strongly from the Lord this morning that we need to have His shalom. He's reminding us again that we have His shalom. He's left it with us. It's part of our inheritance in Christ, and He wants us to possess it. He wants us to lay a hold of it, and not just mentally lay a hold of it, but experientially lay a hold of it. And so we're going to talk about that today. So this is John 14:23 through 31 NIV. Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not of my own, but they belong to the Father who sent me. All of this I have spoken while I was still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. For you have heard me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you've loved me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more, for the prince of this world is coming, and he has no hold over me. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me." That's John 14, 23 through 31 NIV. You see, when Jesus leaves us something, it is unequivocally ours. So your New Testament, it was originally written in Greek. And if you look at the word, my peace I now leave with you, it's in the Greek, which is the Greek word shalom. And for those of you who don't know, the word shalom is a all-encompassing word. It's a wholeness word. It's a health and a well-being. It's a soundness of mind. It's a security. It's a comfort. It's a wholeness word. And so essentially what Jesus was saying was, all of the wholeness I now have in myself, I now give and I bequeath to you. All of my strength, all of my peace, all of my health, all of my wholeness, all of my well-being, I now leave to you. And so I want to encourage you guys that that this is something that Jesus has left you with. And so it's not something that can be taken from you. And so it's always being supplied. You know, when I jump on here and I talk about the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven, it's not just a nice show intro. It's actually new covenant truth. And what it means is that all God is supplying to us, whether it's shalom, whether it's favor, whether it's health, whether it's total well-being, whether it's prospering our finances, it's always being supplied to us in Christ under the new covenant because Jesus paid for it. Jesus became a curse on the cross so that all of the blessings of God, specifically the blessing of Abraham, would come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, which is just absolutely amazing. And so as believers, we have come to an enduring kingdom by faith in Christ Jesus, and that is the kingdom of God. Psalm 145, 8 through 13 says this: "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They will tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations." That's Psalm 145, 8 through 13 NIV. And so as we fix our eyes on Jesus during this election season, he is the author and finisher of our faith. He authored our faith, and he will finish our faith. And so we must run the race with endurance. It's neither political power nor governmental power are our source of life, but God alone. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4. And as we look to Christ Jesus and his unshakable kingdom, we can remain in the shalom of God. But when we take our eyes off of Christ and we put them on any political party, no matter who wins, no matter what happens tomorrow, your shalom in the kingdom of God as a believer is unshakable. Now, I'm not talking about believers who aren't in Christ. Unfortunately, they're living in a very dangerous world. And if you haven't had the opportunity to put your faith and trust in Christ Jesus, I would absolutely do so today. I wouldn't wait another minute. We are not promised another minute. And unfortunately, the way things are unfolding in the world, according to the Bible, we don't have much time left before Jesus comes back for us. And so when we remain in the shalom of God, this is very important. So I want you to listen very closely to me. We become undevourable to the enemy. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 that the devil walks about like, the key word there is like, a roaring lion. He's not a lion. There's only one lion. His name is Jesus. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Seeking whom, he's looking for who he can devour, which means not everyone is devourable. That comes from 1 Peter 5:8. And so that's really, really good news. That tells us that not everybody is devourable. So let's let the Bible interpret what that means. The preceding verse tells us how we can become undevourable. Let's look at 1 Peter 5:7. That verse says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." That's 1 Peter 5:7. And the next verse is, For the devil seeks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You see, when we are living an intimate and close relationship with Jesus, God invites us to cast all of our cares and anxieties on him, for he cares for us. And so the things that are burdening your heart right now, beloved, Jesus is asking you to cast all of your cares upon him. And it's not just a nice platitude. You know, it's not, oh, you know, I'd like you to cast your cares on me. It's, I love you, and I don't want you to be devoured. It's important. It's very important. So right now, the things that are concerning your heart about this election season, and there's much that we have to be concerned about. We are seeing some really, really horrific things being played out before our eyes. And I am not a Christian nationalist. I do not believe that Jesus is coming back to save nations. I believe that he's calling his bride out of every nation. So he's calling her out of the United States. He's calling her out of the Philippines. He's calling her out of Canada. He's calling her out of the UK, out of France. He's calling his bride out of these nations. The Bible says in Revelation that John saw a great multitude out of every tribe, every tongue, and every nation praising the Lord Jesus. And you see, I am called to the United States of America to call out his bride in the United States of America. Not everyone will be saved, but the Bible says that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. And so if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus, he assures us that you will be saved, but you must do so. It's not an everyone has already been saved gospel. Yes, he has died for the sin of the world, but he also gives us the opportunity to choose him. We must choose him. We must say, I need a savior. We must cry out, God, save me. I can't save myself. And so he's faithful and just to forgive us of all sin and to save us when we cry out to him. So for believers right now, the Lord Jesus is your shalom, your peace. And as you cast your cares upon him, you can remain at rest even amid chaos because he cares for you. And so I want to encourage you, for believers out there who are struggling to make ends meet because of the cost of inflation, I want you to know right now that Jesus is your source. The Bible says that the Lord gives his people the power to create wealth. And he doesn't want you having just enough to get by. He wants you to have more than enough so that you can be a blessing. The church was always designed to be a blessing. You see, we are always designed to lead people to the goodness of God. And so the Lord will heal us. The Lord will save us. The Lord will deliver us. The Lord will prosper us so that we can go and we can heal others. We can help deliver others. We can give and help prosper others. That is the work of God. And so he longs to bring you into a place of abundance so that you can be a blessing. And so right now, I just want you to look to the Lord. I want you to look to him with our eyes fixed on the author and the perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ. You see, no political party can perfect your faith the way Jesus can. And the Bible says that we will know that we are the disciples of Christ by the love that we have for one another. And the Bible also says that we will know them by their fruit. So how can you recognize another believer? Well, it's pretty simple. Do they look like Jesus? Do they sound like Jesus? Do they give like Jesus? Do they have wisdom like Jesus? Do they have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and most of all, self-control. Those are the disciples of Jesus. And so going to a church that has the denomination of Christian on it doesn't make you a follower of Jesus. What makes you a follower of Jesus is that you are being transformed into the image of Christ from glory to glory to glory. So what does that look like in your life? Do you have more peace today than you did 10 years ago? Do you have more joy today than you did 10 years ago? Do you have more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of our Lord Jesus than you did 10 years ago? And so if we are growing and transforming into those things, we should easily be recognizable as disciples of Christ. But I want to share this very clearly. The prevailing spirit of this election is not anti-Bible, it's anti-Christ. And what I mean by that is, anti-Christ is a place that tries to usurp any authority or any place where Christ should be. And so when I say that it's anti-Christ, anyone who comes to you and says, oh, I can be your savior. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, 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 no. There's only one Savior and his name is Jesus Christ. And so anytime somebody is setting themselves up as a Savior, really of anything, it's an Antichrist spirit and it's not from God. And so I want to be very clear to you that we are living in the last days. The Bible warns us that many antichrist spirits have gone out into the world. And it's any teaching that tries to exalt anything other than Christ. It's in anyone who tries to take followers away and take them to just earn followers for themselves and not followers of Jesus. There's a very big difference in making disciples and gathering up followers for yourself. And so we want to be clear that the spirit that is at work is an antichrist spirit. And so, beloved believers, I don't want you to be misled. Christ is Christ alone. He is the one who saves. He is the one who provides your shalom. He is your deliverer. He is your healer. He is your provider. He is everything to you. And rightly, he should be. He is the only one who died for you. He's the only one who stretched out his body on that cross, who allowed himself to be flogged until he was unrecognizable. He is the only one. And so I want you to know that no matter what is happening in this world, the Bible assures us that God is working all of these things together for our good. This is Romans 8:28. For all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And believer, you are called according to the purposes of God. He's calling you out. He's healed you. He's saved you. He's delivered you. He's prospering you so that you can go and do those things for others. You are the light of the world. You are revealing the beauty of Jesus as you're being transformed and as you are becoming more and more and more like him. That is your job, church. It's not to enforce any political agenda or anything like that. You are called to be salt and light. Salt and light. And I don't want you to get sidetracked by what the enemy is doing. The only reason people are steeped in such sin is because believers have stopped being light and salt. Somebody said to me not too long ago, they said, people just don't realize. They just don't come to church. They just don't care. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, this is what I said to him. I said this. I said, my stance is this. I'm not finding fault with them. But I believe that as believers, if we become like Jesus, the aroma of Christ to a dying world, the salt that makes people thirsty, when they look at our lives, they see good. They see good that they want. If we become the salt and we become the light, they'll want what we have. But unless we become like Christ, the aroma to those who are perishing, I was just on a friend's podcast last Friday, and I asked him this question. I said, have you ever been so hungry that you forgot you were hungry? You see, after a while, our bodies adjust to the pain of hunger, and it shuts off that emotion. It shuts off that feeling in our bodies, and we become numb. But then all of a sudden, we walk past a bakery, and the smell of fresh bread wafts in the air. And we realize, oh, I'm so hungry. Beloved, if we just give Jesus, if we just begin to love like Jesus, if we just begin to forgive, to be merciful, to be kind like Jesus, it doesn't mean we compromise on our holiness to be love and to be kind. But Jesus often sat with sinners. Jesus often ate with outcasts. Jesus often invited others whom the Pharisees thought were unworthy. That is who our Jesus is. And so, this is an exhortation to the church. I'm not finding fault with the world for their sin. It doesn't surprise me when sinners sin. That's what they do. They don't know their right hand from their left hand. They don't have the words of life. They don't have the spirit of the living God walking with them. Of course they're sinning. It's what they do. It's time that we look at them like Jesus looked at them, like sheep without a shepherd. And if we become like Christ, the aroma to a dying, hurting world, we just might be able to take some of them with us when we go. Yeah. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these that are listening, Lord. Holy Spirit, I just invite you now into this space. Thank you that you've already been here, revealing Jesus, speaking to your body, calling them to come up higher into the image of Christ. And right now, I pray that that revelation of your shalom would abide with them. Fix their eyes upon you, Lord, no matter what happens tomorrow on November 5th. But Father, I just pray. And I call out your bride from the United States of America to come out to fix our eyes upon you, Jesus, and upon your enduring kingdom. One day the United States of America will no longer be here. And it's the kingdom of God that will stand. No nation will exist. It'll just be the kingdom of God. And thanks be to God, Holy Spirit, you've made a way for us to dwell in the kingdom now for all those who believe on Christ. Thank you, Lord, that in the kingdom of God, there's no lack. In the kingdom of God, there's no power struggle. In the kingdom of God, peace, shalom, and goodness reign supreme. In the kingdom of God, we are safe. We are protected. We are loved. We are chosen. We are wanted. We are holy. We live, God, in your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Right now, his anointing is just calming every fear, every anxiety, and every worry. That your people would live undevourable because of the shalom, Jesus, you've left us with. Yeah. We thank you, Lord. You are our source, Jesus, and no one else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope and I pray today's message has blessed you. I will have links from today's podcast in the show notes, wherever you get your podcasts. You can find me, Revealing Jesus with Christina Prayer, wherever you like. I think it's everywhere. And until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might take, that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.